97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
All right, we got Jim Carafano on the line from a highly classified location we can't talk about, but we're glad he's here. How are you, Jim?
I'm just glad you got some real rock and roll music for a change.
I do,
good
man.
You guys.
It's back. It's back. It's a big discussion here this week because we had to stop playing music that was streaming because the streaming services wanted to charge us for it, even though we already are licensed as a radio station to play the music. So we had to kind of separate the two. But now I can start playing my rock and roll music again.
Nice.
He's very happy.
Little Rush. I saw them live a couple weeks ago. It was fantastic.
I saw them live in 1970.
They're still out there. They're still at it. Minus their drummer.
Awesome.
They had to get a new drummer.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So I heard some news yesterday that of some new evidence or some new claims of how close Iran might have been to a nuclear weapon. Is there anything to that?
I think so. I mean, I was always in the camp because you have to remember, every nation in the history of nations, going back to the United States, that when people said this is when they're going to have a nuclear weapon, we were always wrong. And it was always turned out to be way faster than we thought. Because think about it. This is 1945 technology we're talking about here. Right,
right. Right.
So I was always in the camp that the Iranian decision to become a nuclear power, a declared nuclear power, was never a technical decision. It wasn't an assembly line. It was a political decision. That because you only get to do that once, and that they were reserving that choice for when they thought they needed to make it. So if somebody said to me, hey, I think they could have had a nuclear bomb tomorrow, I would have said, yeah. But I will also say, you know, doing the publicly available assessment of the information that we have available to us, you know, in an unclassified manner, I do not believe they can build a nuclear bomb now, nor do I see how they're, if, and left like completely alone and there was no interdiction, no non-proliferation action, whatever, how they could ever build one again.
Wow.
Unless we just let them do it.
Even before any sort of an agreement is officially made, whenever the time comes, I mean, Jim, we would have had people who were in Iran checking to see where they were at with that. That's how we knew, right? So I would imagine that that has to be a thing moving forward, where we have someone regularly over there making sure that they're not getting to that point again with the enriched uranium.
Right. Well, us and of course, the Israelis. And I actually think that, you know, because I wrote an article about this just the other day where I said, Iran, you know, deal or no deal doesn't matter. Iran is North Korea without the nuclear weapons. And because I think one of the lessons learned for this, not just for the United States, but for the community writ large, is if you really believe in nonproliferation and not letting somebody illegally develop a nuclear weapons program, you have to stop them sooner than later. So I don't think we're ever going to allow a rogue. I don't think as a matter of U.S. policy, we are never going to allow a rogue regime to develop to the point where they can actually declare themselves a nuclear weapons power.
Right. So, you know, maybe this is a point that people already understand. I don't know. North Korea has nuclear capabilities, we understand, right? What's the difference between Kim Jong-un and the Ayatollah? Kim Jong-un is a tyrant who's obsessed with power and control as a communist, and the Ayatollahs are crazed Islamists who want to kill everybody in the world.
Well, the fundamental difference between the two countries was always that North Korea is a tiny little impoverished country with no assets, tucked up in a corner of the world where they really can't threaten much of anybody, facing a conventional army that's much, much larger than them. And Iran was a powerful country with immense oil wealth sitting in the middle of the world.
Right.
And so it was always much more crucial that Iran not become a nuclear power than North Korea. But having said that, having now watched what North Korea has done, I think the policy going forward is no more rogue regimes. Because let's remember what would have happened. And this is the people that just dismissed the whole, this is an optional war. We didn't need to do this. This is a war of choice. If the great threat always was that if Iran got a nuclear weapon, not only would it be a more aggressive, dangerous state, but we know for a fact that Saudi Arabia would have become a declared nuclear power. Turkey would have got nuclear weapons. Egypt would have got nuclear weapons. Israel has nuclear weapons. And we have all been sitting around staring at each other. And that is completely unseen. Matter of fact, we ran this scenario
mad
a long time ago. And every time we ran the scenario, with all those countries being nuclear powers, we always had nuclear war.
Wow. Wow. That's a stunning way to end this, Jim, because I'm out of time. Thank you, my friend. Have a great weekend from your secure location.
You rock on, my friend.
All right. I'll see you. Jim Carafano there. Yeah. Yeah, the answer is, do we have anybody on the ground there to determine? They're called Mossad. They'll keep us up to date. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.